Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Hope everything's going well. Of course, famous any Jew who needs it. We can just, I'm going to list we're going to list all the cholim, but first, if we can just ask for Rabbi Norman Lamb. I love Norman Lamb, who is very sick. Rabbi Norman Lamb. And Nachman Yitzchak Chaim Ben Rosa. Nachman Yitzchak Chaim Ben Rosa. He's also on the ventilator because of Corona. Any Yid who stick out there altogether, but before Shem to any Yid who have Corona. Also down for Yehuda Ben Shifra, Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ito, Binyamin Ovadia Ben Esther, Rachel Bas Ilana, Carmen Ben Chaya Blima, Moshe Avraham Ben Alexandria Simon, Baruch Bendo Ben Ben Sewell, Leah Pesha Bas Dina, Avam Yeshayahu Ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, give me a second, Daphne Bracha Zahava Bas Fegalea, Daphne Bracha Zahava Bas Fegalea, Yakutiel Zalman Ben Sawa, Yehudit Bat Wina, give me a second, there's more. Oh, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, I told you, an Israeli soldier was attacked by Arab terrorists. Brina Bracha Bas Wina. I believe those are all the cholim. If you can down for it, please. The following Divrei Torah should be Zechus Neshama, Rabbi Label Katz from Ballpark, who was Nifta from the Corona. Rabbi Moshe Green from Muncie, who was Nifta Corona. And Rebbetzin Lamb, Rabbi Lamb's wife, Rebbetzin Lamb. Zuchus Ner Neshamas and Zuchus all the Neshamas of Yidden who passed away from Corona or any disease this past week. So we're going to start off with Parsha Mitzvah, but we go back to Tazria. So it says, Zos Tia Toras Mitzvah B'yom Toraso. So what I mean, Zos Tia, and it will be the Torah the Mitzvah. What does that mean? It says, Zos Toras Mitzvah. I mean, Zos Tia. It should be Zos Toras Mitzvah. So Shemesh Shmuel said, a beautiful word. Shemesh Shmuel said, when the Mitzvah is outside of the camp, he's sitting there all by himself, so he becomes very humble. Because someone who speaks Lashon Hava is probably a Gaiva machine. He's very pompous. So when you go out of the camp, you're sitting all by yourself, that humbles you, become very humble. So that what Shemesh Shmuel said, that's Shad, Zos Tiyah Toras HaMitzvah. The Mitzvah learned when he was outside of the camp, Tiyah, that's going to be with him now. He knows what it means to be humble now, and he's going to live it. The Chovas Levavot said, let's say Reuven Ploni speaks Lashon Hara about Yehuda Ploni, so all of Yehuda Ploni's Aveiros go to Reuven Ploni, all his sins go to Reuven Ploni, and all Reuven Ploni's mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs Reuven Ploni did, now go to Yehuda Ploni. So the Eretz Tzvi was killed in the Holocaust, So Eretz Tzvi said a beautiful word. It says, Zos Tia Toras Mitzvah B'yom Taharaso. But when the Mitzvah does tshuva, when he repents, all the Torah mitzvahs come back to him. So Zos Tia Toras Mitzvah, the Torah, the Mitzvah that he did, that he lost to Yehuda Ploni because he spoke Lashon Hara, B'yom Taharaso. Or come back to him on the day of his purification. Zos Tia Toras Mitzvah. When will the Mitzvah get back his Torah? B'yom Taharaso. When he does tshuva. Then it says Huva El Kohen. The Mitzvah is brought to the Kohen. So why doesn't it say Ba El Kohen? He comes to the Kohen. I mean Huva El Kohen. She Ba El Kohen. Why Huva? It means he's brought to the Kohen. So the Ibn Ezra said a beautiful voice. Ibn Ezra said that some Mitzvah was. Might be a little economically stricken. They might not have so much money. And now, then, when they come back and the Kohen says, you're pure, you're tahor, now he has to bring korbanos, he has to bring sacrifices. And all that costs money. So that's why he had to be brought to the Kohen, because the Mitzvah might be economically strapped. So for them, the korbanos are going to cost a lot of money. So he wasn't wanting to go to the kohen. The Walag said a different shot. The Walag said, yes, the mitzvah is standing outside of the camp. He's outside of all three camps of Bnei Yisrael, outside of the whole Jewish camp. But he's scared to go to the kohen. Because he's scared from the kohen telling him, you're not pure, you're tameh, you're still tameh. To hear those words, you know, would scare the mitzvah more. Even though he's outside of the camp. But to hear the kohen say again, you're tameh, you're still tameh, he, you know, scares him. That's why Huva Elakon the Walag said, that's why he had to be brought to the Kohen. Then Harifal Kohen Hamburg said, another beef, says, those Toas at Tsawas Minat Tsarua. It says that Tsawas is taken away from the Tsarua. So Harifal Kohen Hamburg said, if he's now pure, he shouldn't be called a Tsawas, and he shouldn't be called a Mitzvah anymore. He's pure. So Zok Harifal Kohen Hamburg, the Rambam says that the only way you get full tshuva, the only way you get, you know, Hashem fully, you get full tshuva is when you're in that same situation and you don't repeat that sin. You don't repeat that aveva. But until, our Falco in Hamburg said, until now, he's standing outside the camp. He's outside the camp. So he can't speak Lashon Hara V'chilos HaMotzi Shem with anybody. He's outside the camp. So that shot, Zos Tawas Ela Mitzua. Yes, he might be pure. He's tahor, so he can come back into the camps of Bnei Yisrael. But he's still considered mitzvah because he didn't get full tshuva yet, because he wasn't in a situation to speak Lashon Hara, and he did not do it. Then I believe it's Razam and Savatskin said this, by the wealthy guy he called Zos Tuas HaMitzvah, by the poor man I said Nega Bo. So what's pshat? So pshat is, because by the wealthy guy, you could expect that some one or two or three wealthy people might become pompous, might become gaivadik. Because the wealth gets to the head. But a poor man, there's nothing to be pompous about. You know, unfortunately, the person is poor. So nega bo, it's in him. He has to fix himself up. There's something wrong if he's pompous. So nega bo, it's in him. He has to fix it up. Then Rabbi Gluck, who lives in Ballpark, is another beautiful vort. He quoted the Zohar Kodesh. Zohar Kodesh said, you know, the person at Tsaras has to bring two birds. Well, he has to bring two birds. And one bird, you know, we kill. So that bird must be kapara for the person, for his Lashon Hara that he spoke. So that's understandable. But the other bird, we put, I think, sprinkle a little blood and we let him go. So Zohar Kodesh had a beautiful vort. He said the pshat is that the other bird we're letting go because we're trying to tell the person there's two things you missed in speaking. First of all, you spoke Lashon Hara. That's the bird you shecht. But besides speaking Lashon Hara, you should be praising your friend, giving him or her chizik. You should be giving him or her your friend. You should be giving them chizik and praising them, and you didn't. You failed in that also, when you spoke Lashon Hara. Therefore, we're letting that bird also go away to show him this is what you lost. You should have done it, and you didn't. Then now we're going to go to Parsha Tazria. So the Walag said by Tazria, it says on the day that the woman gives a mother gives birth to a boy or a girl. And it names how long they're impure, and then at the end of the tumah time, at the end of the purification time, she has to bring a korban. She has to bring a sacrifice. And then it says, Zos Toras HaYoledes. And then right afterwards, it says, if you're a poor person, then you can bring, you know, two different korbanas. So the question, Rav Yanki Rubin from Ballpark, he asked a question. He says, why does it say Zos Toras HaYoledes? These are lachas of Yoledes. And then only after, it mentions about a poor person bringing a korban. Why is that not included in the Zos Toras HaYoledes? So the Walag said a vort. The Walag said the pshat is that we're telling the person that a mother is giving birth. Don't forget, it's not like today. They have drugs and they have shots that ease the pain when a woman gives birth. In those days, they didn't have it, so it was very painful when a mother was giving birth. So when the mother was giving birth, the mother said, "Never again, I'm going to have a child." And I think she had to bring a korban chatas to ask forgiveness from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, you know, and obviously she's crying to Hashem, yes, I want more kinderlach, I want more children. So obviously, a mother who's, after the whole giving birth, is going to realize, oh my goodness, I can't believe I said that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She's going to feel so guilty. And then she's going to, and even if she doesn't have money, she's going to knock on door and door and door, please give me money so I can bring a korban, so I can get complete forgiveness from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, he'll grant me more children, he'll grant me more kinderlach. So that pshat zos tawasi oledes. But there are still some people that, whatever reason, they cannot raise their amount of money, even knocking the door to door and door. They can't raise it sometimes. So then those people, yes, ideally, you should be like the mother who feels guilty and will go knocking door for door. But there's some people who can't do that. But that's why that's out of tawasi oledes. Then we know that someone who has lashon hara goes on tame. You know, I say that he's tame because he spoke lashon hara. So what's pshat in that? So was Sternbach Shlita from Yerushalayim or Kurdish said, you know, he's going around, so he arouses the Jewish people, arouses Bnei Yisrael, the Yidden, he arouses the Yidden to daven for him. But what Sternbach said, he can't daven for himself. So what Sternbach said, because unfortunately, because he spoke Lashna, Chilas, and Motzi Shema, he polluted his mouth. So therefore, his tefillahs are not as strong anymore. His tefillahs are not as powerful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he polluted his mouth with Lashon Hara. Someone who's sick can still daven for themselves. But someone who has tzaras, their tefillahs are not as powerful because it got polluted by Lashon Hara. Therefore, he has to go tummy. He has to beg Klai, so he has to beg the Jewish people, please daven for me. Please, Yidden, daven for me. I need your help. My tefillahs are not as powerful anymore. The Walag said different shot. The Walag said, tame, why? Because the person said, I'm tame? Oh my goodness, I am tame. I mean, he's going around, he's shocked, he's telling people, yes, tame, I am tame. Because everyone knows, amcha kulam tzadikim, every Jew is righteous. There's no Jew on earth that's not a righteous, not a you know, kinderlach of Hashem. Banim hatem l'Hashem olkechem. We are all the kinderlach of Hashem. And if Hashem's the melech machay amlachim, Hashem's the king of all kings, so we're the princes and princesses. We're the holy people. So therefore, you know, such a person doesn't become tummy. But see, someone who spoke Lashon Hara did. And that's why he's called tummy, because he has to reinforce into people, yes, I am tummy. I am tummy. Because when the person says it once, they can say, no way, you tummy, you're a Jew. There's no way you're a tummy. The guy says, no, I am tummy. And that's why you repeat it twice, to reinforce Bnei Yisrael, yes, I am tummy. Please daven for me. The Walag said that. I'm going to leave you now, halachas, and please discuss them at the Shabbos table. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. These halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. So, you know, unfortunately today, a lot of us daven in our houses because, you know, we can't go to shul because of the corona. So, obviously, do you need a mechitza? You know, in shuls, we have mechitza. Do you need a mechitza? So, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal, Rav Yaakov Smith, Kohen Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zasal, said you do not need mechitza. Mechitza is only needed in the shul. You do not need a mechitza. Your wife, your daughters can walk past you while you're davening. Of course, we're not talking about, you know, where people are, where your little kids are, you know, joking around, you're making noise, jumping around the house. That's not the mechitza. Obviously, you should daven in a private room or quiet room to daven to Hashem, but you don't need a mechitza when you're davening in your house. And then, well, Yaakov Zev Smith said, obviously, in your house, you don't have minyanim. So he said, ideally, you should daven at least with your children. You know, do Berov Am HaJemelech. And Rav Shtermach quotes, I think, a Mordechai from Gemara, that even two people is at Berov Am HaJemelech. Kavachom, we hold three for sure. So a father, and every, I guess, same thing with a mother, should daven with their children. It's a, you know, example, let's say the father davens and he has a 10-year-old son and a 5-year-old son, or a 10-year-old daughter or a 5-year-old daughter. They should all daven together. It's Berov Am HaJemelech. It's beautiful. It's much more beautiful to daven with your children, and also it's giving more kedusha in your house when you daven with your children. It's a good thing, Rav Yaakov Zev Smith. It's good to daven with your children, but not only out of chinuch. It's good because Berov Am HaJemelech. You're glorifying Hashem's name. It's good to do it. Then the Chafetz Chaim said, you know, this Shabbos is going to be Rosh Chodesh. So, you know, during benching, let's say during benching, obviously even Thursday night, you know, Erev Shabbos, when you bench, you're supposed to say Yalev Yavo for Rosh Chodesh. If you forget Yalev Yavo, do not repeat benching. Do not repeat Birkat HaMazon if you forget benching for Rosh Chodesh. You repeat it for Ritzei, but not for Rosh Chodesh. For Shalash Shudas, you don't repeat benching even if you got Ritzei. If you got Ritzei, but Shalash Shudas, you don't repeat it. But the other meals, you do repeat if you forget Ritzei. But Yalev V'Yalva for Rosh Chodesh, you never repeat. I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. And Emet Hashem, we should only roam from Simcha to Simcha to Simcha. Sei gesund.